Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by I Must Garden. All natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And Four Winds Farm, organic heirloom seedling sales this year, because it's finally 2025. May 16th and 17th. Be on the lookout for more information at fourwindsfarmny.com. Francis Groters is here from Catskill Native Nursery, and we're talking about birds. So, okay, as a sort of beginning bird feeder, my dilemma is if you go to buy bird seed, there is a lot of different kinds of bird seed. I picked the one that had the most pictures of the most birds that I thought I might have and got that.
And the reason I have multiple feeders is I am putting different types of seeds in each feeder because different seeds are more attractive to different birds. Probably the best bird seed for the most birds, well, the seed that I see consumed the most, well, there's really two. There's black oil sunflower seed. And so I have a whole bunch of specialized black oil sunflower seed feeders because that's going to feed chickadees. It's going to feed titmice. It's going to feed nuthatches. It's going to feed goldfinches. If pine siskins shows up, it's going to feed the pine siskins. Carolina wrens will go to those feeders. Occasionally, even like a red-bellied woodpecker kind of thing. But then there are all the ground birds, and they like more of a smaller seed mix. That's your general seed mix of millet and seeds like that, the smaller seeds that you'll often see just marketed as, wild bird seed or something like that. Those are the two staples that if anybody wants to get into feeding birds, I think those are the two staples to use. I put the black oil in feeders. The wild bird seed I just scatter on the ground because it's mostly feeding juncos and white-throated sparrows, and the Carolina wrens will go there. Mourning doves, we have about a dozen mourning doves who live here year-round, and they like coming to to the wild bird seed. And those two things, a sunflower feeder for the chickadees and the titmice, and then scatter wild bird seed on the ground, and you'll feed a good percentage of the birds that could potentially be coming to your feeders.
What's the deal with thistles?
Thistle?
Thistle.
It's become so unreliable that I no longer feed thistle. And the goldfinches simply prefer black oil sunflower for me. There is a finch mix. You can buy a finch mix, and I do fill a couple feeders with finch mix, and that has th some thistle in it. It also has usually some sunflower chips, and then it also has some small seeds. I think a millet type of seed. Canary seed is another one, and but I no longer do. I used to fill entire thistle feeders with thistle, and I think if that was the only thing you were feeding and you had goldfinches, they would feed from it. But they so prefer the black oil sunflower and the finch mix that I simply don't bother anymore with it with a straight thistle feeder. And the other problem is it can go bad, and if it goes bad, they just don't eat it at all, and so you can't, if I usually have a little bit of seed left over that spends goes through the summer in covered bins in one of our at rooms. And you can put that black oil sunflower back out. You can put the wild bird seed back out. The birds will still feed from it. Thistle, you really can't do that. It's going to go bad over the summer. And so I just don't I don't feed thistle anymore.
But you can plant thistle plants.
Oh yeah. Well, the seed that we buy as thistle isn't really thistle. And the exact plant that it is escaping me at the moment. But absolutely, there are native thistles that you can plant, and we sell some of them that you can plant that the goldfinches really like. But those seeds are going to be gone by this point. They're eating those in late summer and fall and early winter. And so they'd be gone by this point. But yeah, that thistle seed is not actually the seed that you buy is not actually thistle. It's and I forget this plant species that it is.
Well,
It's yeah.
okay, let's do it.
Yeah, I do put out a couple of suet feeders. The woodpeckers love that. But even the A lot of the birds will go for that. Even the chickadees once in a while, the titmice, Carolina wrens, you'll occasionally see them going on onto the suet. But particularly the woodpeckers, they like peanuts, they like suet. Those really fatty are high energy foods or what the woodpeckers tend to go for. Downy woodpeckers, hairy woodpeckers, they love suet. So that's an easy thing to just get a little suet feeder. And those suet cakes, and that's a great way to support birds over the winter. Yep.
Okay, so suet cakes.
Yeah.
They're another one. There's some with cardinals on them and
Yeah.
some with,
Yeah.
pictures of birds on them.
Yeah.
Is there, does that really mean a lot or?
No, they're all about the same. They're all basically, that they. They're all of an animal fat of some sort, and they mix some seed in there. I think it's less expensive to do that, and that's why they do that. But all the different ones, the woodpecker and the suet, peanut suet, the whole bunch of them, they're all basically the same. Doesn't really matter what you get, in my opinion.
So we're humoring ourselves.
Yeah, more, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean that's what I found just by looking at bags of birdseed. It was like I was sort of shocked by how susceptible I was to labeling.
Sure.
I was definitely being marketed to when I saw all those pictures,
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you start reading, you go, oh my gosh, because the first birds that came to the feeder were bluebirds. And it was shocking. And then, so I read, what do they like? Well, they like their sunflower seeds cracked open already.
Yeah, we get almost no bluebirds at our feeders. Even when they're around, they're generally speaking, and I don't feed a lot of a chip sunflower, and when I do, it's in a finch mix that bluebirds wouldn't be able to access from those feeders. So we essentially get no bluebirds at our feeders. But they're still here feeding from staghorn sumac and crab apples and things like that. So
Yeah, there's just about, I mean, there's no snow right now, but there's just about nothing more amazing in the winter than to watch a bluebird fly across the snow.
yeah, beautiful. Absolutely. And they will if it gets harsh, they'll head further south, they'll head more towards the coast, but they do overwinter a lot more than they used to. Certainly, when I was a kid, they did not overwinter for the most part, because winters were much harsher. There just wasn't much for them to eat around here. So I know they sell mealworms, which is a sort of a larval form of a beetle, and bluebirds supposedly like those. I've never bothered trying to feed them, Again, some people will feed them over the summer with mealworms. I just don't bother.
Yeah. I mean, it's at some point in the summer and the fall, what you planted is going to do more than putting out a feeder. Because, yeah, because in the summer, you're going to have bears, and squirrels are there all year long. They're so, but yeah. So, okay. So, feeding the birds. We're going to take a quick break. Francis Groters is here from Catskill Native Nursery in Kerhonkson. They're closed, but they are looking at birds all the time. So let's see. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com, and Flower Power at the Ozone Native Plant Nursery and great resource center for a sustainable lifestyle on Pitcher Lane in Red Hook and at theozonehv.com. We're going to take a quick break and we are going to come right back.